So we got the sage in the Gemara of Ches and Nada, there were three people that bought the Kalkois, the lands from the Barbais, then you go according to the last guy that bought. But if one person bought, even though you bought them one after another, so three separate lands, one after another, if one person bought land, the land, all three lands, you bought one after another, then he doesn't have to go according to the last land. He could say, go and take Tavik Subas Isha, go and take the Zipois, and tell the Avon and the Malda, go and take from the Bailis. And then it's no good from the Ibis, even though he bought the Ibis last. And according to the normal rules, if you buy something last, it is last, then even the Ksubas Isha should be able to get from the Ibis. But no, since he bought all three of them, one after another, then he has the right to distribute the land based on what the original owner would have distributed them.
And the same thing, what's the first thing? Three separate people.
Three different people buy it. One after another, not the same thing. One after another, then it goes after the last one.
If it's the same day.
If it's on the same day, then they're all the same boat, right? Then there's no loss.
Right, then it's the same thing as also the original advice.
Right. Yeah? So that's where we hold it. So pray the Gemara, Omar. Four lines up, and then the Chesem and Adam. If we're talking about that the last guy bought it is, I mean the one guy, so one guy bought three, and the last land he bought was it is. Why can't the Ksubas Isha, why can't the Isha come and claim a Ksuba from the it is? Why can't they all come and claim for this? Meaning, that was the last land that he bought. And that was the land that was Mishul with all of them. The din is Ein, Nif'ein, Goyvim, and Achotzim, Mishul Bodim, B'mokim Sheish B'nei Chayim. So the last land that he bought, which was the last B'nei Chayim from the original Baal, Mar Leiva, Mazik, yeah, he had all three things against him. So that last land was the Yiddish. So had the Isha come to the regional owner and say, pay up, she would have claimed from the Idis. So now, if the buyer bought now the Idis, she should be able to claim from that Idis. Right? Why is it that they're saying, since he bought all three, he can tell her to pay, to take from the Zibois? Why? She said, this is the land, it's Mashur. Which one was the Bnei Chayim? The last one, what was the last one? It is. I should be able to get from it. That's the Gemara's kasha.
So it's questioning the length of the price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the pshat? And here we come on to fun and games. Answer the Gemara. Mishum da amele. Da amele hu. He can turn around and say to them, meaning to the Balchoyim and to the Isha, Ish. If you're going to be quiet and take like you're meant to be taking, Mrs. Isha, you'll get the Zibois, and the Malda will get the Veniness. Very good, take it. But if you refuse to cooperate, and you want to take the Idis, you know what I'm going to do? Madrona Shtar the Zibois tomorrow. I'm going to give back the Ziburis to the Mari, to the original owner. And then what are you going to get? Ziburis. Vishiklis, ukul chomi Ziburis, and you're all going to get the Ziburis. So you better behave. If you ever really want to get even Beninis, behave yourself. Take the Beninis, otherwise I'm going to do a fast one on you and I'm going to give you Ziburis. It's going to cause you to get Ziburis.
She's
doesn't
matter to her anyway.
Right.
It's only a
thousand. Right. But Ziburis is not much of a pull-on. But like Ksubas Isha, she would anyway get Ziburis. Okay. But at least the Malve on the Malve, you've got the Malve, I'm telling you, I'll give you babies. If you're going to make a fast, you'll get Ziburis. Don't ask me penis. I'll give you penis. Yeah?
How does that work? So he returns the charm. It is if some recreates the
right. So forget about this. I'll do that trick on you and you'll get Zippuris. Now we have to see in Mirash and Mirosh, does he have to actually give back the field or maybe even without that, that's the Rosh. We'll see. But that's his time. If you behave yourself and cooperate, Mela, otherwise I'll do something to you and cause you to get only Zippuris. So let's see Rashi before we get to the big cash on this Gemara. Says Rashi, V'iloi mahad, V'iloi is three lines up and then the other. V'iloi, ma'adun el-eshtor v'diboris nemori. Third last line, pre-penultimate line. Is that's for the English people. V'iloi ma'adun el-eshtor v'diboris nemori. Ki heichi detahadru in order that you should claim from the Ziboris. That's what I'm going to do. Why? Why is that a good time? And the ain't a firm and a hostile mission board in the modern sheep. So, mainly here, this land, the original Malva, original Lobus, now has been a firm. So, you'd have to go and get from the Ziboris. In order that the Hadru that you should go back to claim from him. Yeah, go back to claim from him from the Zippers. Yeah. Right? Great the Gemara. Okay.
Isn't the Malawai sold with pieces of land?
Mm-hmm.
Should he theoretically should catch on?
Right.
But he just sold the land there this time.
Right.
So shouldn't
they
be going from the next
to
the money?
Okay, let's make Balbatish. And this Fred David is allowed to ask a Balbatish question, I guess. That's yeah. He sold his land, he must have money, yeah. They're taking out the what's wrong with Balbatish question? It's based on assumptions. The assumption is that the one claim now is claiming immediately after he had sold his land. Which, of course, is an assumption. This could be he sold it 3 or 4 years earlier and he took a loan for a 10-year loan and he sold the land during the course of 10 years. And since he sold it then because he needed the money for something, he already paid off his debts or whatever it was. So, and he was left with this debt. That's if I want to answer about that. But to be fair, we'll see as we go along. There's actually a major machlokes. What's the din if the person still has entitlement? If the original still has entitlement and he's sold all his karkois, do you say on that also, when he's got entitlement, he's got no more karkois? Can the creditors go to the people that bought the karkois? Or can they say, what are you going to ask? He's still got some things to pay with. He's still got metal. What about cash? Cash actually probably it's the first thing. Well, I'm not sure, but metal name.
Is it
metal
better than we said it's movable, it's solid, easier?
Yeah, it's less price. Obviously, can't have shibboleth on metal name because it can get lost. So it's got strings, big strings. Anyway, so it's a big shame. We'll see as we go. We're going to hear Rashi soon. So if we say that you can't be gave from, if you say that this rule doesn't apply, in Yifroim and Chosm Shabbat, or Mashiach, Metabol, you can't be applied, and you can be gave from the Shabbat, then your question, anyway, doesn't stop. We'll see. We're going to hear Rashi soon about it. We'll talk about it then. It's Bachlik is tall and Marshall. Okay, so where are we up to? Back to the Gemara. Here comes the big question of the Gemara. What were we saying? We said that he turns around to the creditors and said that if you cooperate, Mela, otherwise I'm going to give back the Ziburis and you're paying for the Ziburis. Yehochi, break the Gemara. Yehochi, bin Izokin, Nami, Neymar, Hochi. Why can't? How do you learn that these words of the Gemara? Can you talk about how many you? How did you learn these words of the Gemara? Yehoki bin Azoki Nami Neymar Hoki.
It's a question.
Yeah, I know it's a question, that's true. But what was the question?
If so, why is he being such a nice guy by allowing the person, the Lisa, to claim from Edis, and just push him off and give him maintenance?
Right. So that was, that's the right way to read the question. The question of the Gemara is that we said the person that bought the fields, he bought Edis Benis Ibus, and Benis he's going to give to the Malibu. And the Boris is going to give to the Isha. And Idit is going to give to the Nizit. The question is, why should he do that? Why didn't he say that, take Beninus? And if you don't take Beninus, you know what I'm going to do to you? I'm going to give back the Boris to the Isha. And you'll tell him what I have. The claim from the Boris. Why should I give you Idit, Stefan? I'm not going to give Idit. I refuse to give you this. Even though I'll be a lot of you meant to get this, I refuse to give it to you. Why? Because if you don't take maintenance, I'm going to give back to the person, and then I'll be a lot of you meant to get from the seats.
You like to be like that?
Why not?
This is the game
you're going to get. I'm just going to be very sure about this.
Not the other guy's back to the. If the original Malcolm, the original Loiber has the voice, or the original Mazik has the voice, then you have to go to the original Mazik. He's going to go to the Hosn from Mokmashish Be'echorin. So there you are. So why should I have to pay up? It is. Right? When he's talking about me, name off, it sounds very smart, but I'll pay up. That's a very. Sounds, no?
We are to get that.
Are you allowed to be Mazik? No. That's what the story was. This person was a Mazik.
In fact, the amount of asking this question seems to indicate it's perfectly legitimate to do that. Surprise! Why is he even this? Let me tell him just put it off his ass.
Maybe he's been talking about me all day. Why do we say he has to pay this? He should have a legal loophole. He should be able to say, take maintenance. If you don't want to take maintenance, I'll give you, I'll cause you to get Ziboris. Why? I'll give back Ziboris to the original owner, and then you'll have to go and get that. Hello, my Sinon. Hello, my Sinon. It's all part of the question, by the way. Hello, my Sinon. He asked me. Hello, my. It must be talking about that we're referring to. So, even it's all part of the question. That they are not obligated to pay. One second, I just want to make sure I'm going to see the right translation. No, one second. She put it in there. I need it. Yeah, the children aren't Bnei Chiyuve, and the shibud of the fields, right, is incumbent on the person who bought the field. Shibud the delay, the shibud of the field is incumbent on the person who bought the field. So what we say, that the Hilkot Lek Memar. So what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara said, if it's true that he could say, I'm going to give back to Boris, then it would have been true even by Ben Izzaki. He could have said, I'll give back to Boris. So why don't we say Ben Izzaki? Because had he given it back to Boris, there wouldn't have been a chiyuv. Why? Because had he given back to Boris, to use that field to pay off the debts of the parlor. It wasn't allowed that they got Birusha. They don't have to use their own property to pay off the debts of the parlor. So who still has on him the chiyuv to pay the debts of his father of the Mazik? On who is still incumbent the chiyuv of the Mazik. Remember, the pastor bought three fields. It is Benis Ziburis. If you would return the Ziburis to the children of the Malden, of the Mazik, would they be hired to pay? Why apparently not?
It's a new acquisition.
It's a new acquisition. It wasn't Yerushah. They don't need to pay off the debts of their father. They have to use their father's property to pay off the father's estate to pay off his debts. If it's not the father's estate,
it's outside the city because it's after the estate.
After Yerushah, they never got it. So it's after Yerushah. They don't have to use their estate to pay off their father's debt. So where is the shibud of the father?
It's still back.
It's still with the original guy.
Oh, then it goes back, right.
It didn't go back, you never left him. No. It's still withering, old guy. So it's not going to help you to say, give back the support to the Yisraelim. And that's why he has to pay from the Idis. If so, if that's what it's talking about, then who are they? We have the question back to, we're back to the original question. If so, then the Ksubas Isha, the Isha should also be able to claim from that last land that he bought from the Idis.
Mm-hmm.
He had bought Ziburis, Venus, and Idis last. So how can he turn around to them and say, if you behave yourself and cooperate and take the Venus, all very well. Otherwise, I'll cause you to get Ziburis. You won't be able to cause me to get Ziburis. Why? Because if you give back the Ziburis to the Venus, to the Yisraelim, I'll still be able to claim from you because there's no Bnei Nevi'im, because that is now new land for the Yisraelim. So I'll still be able to claim from you. And if I claim from you, on which land am I going to claim? From the last one, from the Idis. So we're back to the original question. Why, in the case of the Isha and the Baal Choriv, can they not claim from Idis? Since we see that by Nizokim, he has to give the Idis. And the only reason to explain that he has to give the Idis is because we're talking about Yisraelim. And if we're talking about Yisraelim, even if you give the land, the shibud stays by you. So that's why you have to give the Idis, because you can't get rid of your shibud. If so, the same should be by the Ksubas Isha and the Baal Choriv. If that was the last land you got, if the Idis was the last land you got, you should have to give the Idis. Follow the letter of David. We must be, because otherwise we don't understand why the Nizik gets the Idis. He should also get Venus.
So the rice is, but Joseph and the rice point in that case where it's based on the mother?
Well, there must be Yisraelim. The original guy died. And therefore, it's going to be involved with Yisraelim. That means if you give it back, you'll be giving back to Yisraelim.
You're talking about he'd get it in, just get it in my ears and slam it once again.
It won't help, right? Yeah.
Won't do it. Won't help. He says, won't do it. But if there were no case,
she was still reading from the Idis.
Right. Some wasting the time.
But in the case of Lebanon,
if it wasn't Yisrael, then it would be Yisrael.
Right. But if there would be Yisrael, then even Mazik.
Right.
In the case of Mazik, you should give back, you should give it 10, you can take the Bain in it. Right. And yet the Rice has said the Mazik.
So that's the rice must be done in the case of the son.
Uh-huh.
Where the shibud doesn't transfer to the.
But you do, the shibud stays with him.
So it's fixed that line. Right to say.
Right? So Mimela, if so, then it has to be in the game with the same with all the people. Mazik, Machoy, and Isha. And if so, why? If the Idis was the last thing, they should get the Idis.
I don't say that the rice was teaching us to be a manager.
Okay, so now I want to read the Gemara's Kasha. No, that's a different kasha. The whole house of Gemara's kasha, now the right niggle, because it's a long kasha. Yehochi, if it's true that we're talking about that he could say Ishikusa, if it's true that he could got this title of I'll give it back to the original owner and Yochi will be from there, back on the next stage, Chetam and Base. But Nizokin, I mean, with Nizokin as well, you should be able to say that. So why didn't it? Eno. We must be referring to, it's all part of the question. We must be referring to Biyasmi with Yisraelim, the Lapani Biroinin, that they are people that don't need to pay. They are not claimable people. Vishibud delay and the original Shibud, Alei Bideyamin. stays with the person that bought it. It's Shibud. There is him. Him. Dineh is him.
Huh? What's it?
Delay is him. Therefore, this is all part of the question. He can't say that if you're quiet, behave yourself, otherwise I'll return the land. And if so, we got left with a shvekite. End of question. That's the end of the question. The question is, we go back to the original question. Why do we say to the Malbe? Can't get the Idis. The only reason we gave was because he's going to have to go back to the original owner and get from the Ziburis. It's not true. It's not true. If you give it back to the original owner, the original owner is dead. If you give it back to the original owner, the kids, they'll say thank you so much. But again, Mama still got a right to claim from the Koiner. So, Mele, why should the Koiner not have to give up the Idis? And here we're going to have a new terrace for the Gemara. Okay, but we even have to some Russian. It left to be metach. In a metach, you know what metach means? Left to be up there. Suspense, right? So we have a great question. What's chatted? But we have to do Russian.
We're
talking about
him, we're saying we can't suggest that's the answer.
He could not say that. Raise
Rock said
that in the scene.
Why can't we say this is, we can't use this suggestion?
You want to say, look, we can't say that. We can't say that.
All
right. Yeah. It's not more which one is. Okay. It's both right. He can't say it and we can't suggest it. By Rashi. Zot Rashi, last Rashi on Chesem on Aleph, Yehochi, the Meshum Haytaimu. If it's true that because of this reason, that he could twist the arm and say, if you're quiet, otherwise take, I'll cause you to get Ziburis, Ben Nizokin Nami Neimaho. With Nizokin, regards Nizokin, he should also say the same. Yiboy Semishkel Ben Nizokin. I'm going to take the main mistake. V'iloi mehadre neshtorot diburis mori. If not, I'll give back the star of ziburis to the mori. V'tishke ziburis balkoch, and you'll get the ziburis balkoch against your will. V'amayoyim leidis. V'yak on the top of our base. And right, third line down in Rosh. Second line. My own ladies, why should you give me this? And I'm in the right turn off here, since he didn't claim that. I'll call her. We're forced to say, for Hokia skin on that this Bryce is referring to a case, Kikoin Shemes Hamoche, the Moche died. Mekim Shalonia Kaka, and since he didn't leave any estate, and you don't need to pay, and you're not liable to pay. Why are they not liable to pay? All the metabolism that they came to join the Yerusha, they are not the Shubit. So the metabolism are not the Shubit. Right? Metabolism, they asked me. The Tatum of Yisrael will bow for you on the Shabbat. So they don't need to pay for them the Tatum. They don't need to pay for the Tatum. And don't the Kalkois. The Kalkois already been given over. So they don't have any Kalkois. So they only got from the Yerusha. What Yerusha did they get? Metatlin. And Metatlin of Yisrael will not be Shabbat. So my main the Apalpi, even if Shemax and Makaka will give back to them Kalka. It's like you're saying who bought land after the death of their father, after the demise, the pater of the father. So said Rashi, we must be talking about this case. It must be talking about this case. That the father died, he left his son, and he said he didn't leave any karkos for the son, none whatsoever. He only left metalim. There's metalim and on the shubut. So now the creditors, whether it's the nizik coming along and asking for karkos, they'll say, sorry, we don't have any karkos. So where's he going to go for the karkos? He's going to go to the ones that bought it. Now, the one who bought it, if he bought Idis last, he'll have to pay out the Idis. He can't say, well, you know what, I'll give you Ziburis. Why not? But how could you give him the Ziburis? By giving back Ziburis to the Yisraelim, is not back. That's new land for them. And they don't have to pay from their own land over. Right? Simila, that's why they don't need to pay. Right? And that's why the buyer that bought us has to give the Idis. And if we're talking about Yisraelim, same so, the whole price is talking about Yisraelim. Okay? You fair? There's an akud in Rashi that's very, very important to be oimid on.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if David started being oimid on it, I saw his eyes twitching as I was saying this Rashi. And when we'll read this Rashi again, and there's an important point in Rashi. I'm going to read it even a bit slower. Binizokin, you should also say, if you want to take Beinis, take. And if you don't want to take Beinis, if you refuse to cooperate, I'll return the Shtar of the Ziburis to the ritual owner. And then you'll have to take Ziburis against your will. No. There's not a difficult one. Why don't you give him Idis? Elo. Since he's unable to make this claim, because you see they had to give the Idis, Balkochev. We are forced to say that this is what we're talking about. We're talking about a new case, a different type of case than what could go in Shemes and Moicha. The Moicha died. Now here, from here on, is an important point from here on. So the Moicha died. The Kivin Shalomiakaka. He didn't leave any estate for his kids. And since he didn't leave any estate for his kids, the Yisraelim are liable to pay. They're not B'nai Peroi, and they're not the ones that have to pay. Why? Because Metatlim of the Yisraelim, they're all Metatlim that they got from Yerusha. Not Meshuvot. And therefore, we don't have to pay for what we have. The other being, even though Shemach then Kalka, he's now giving back then Kalka. Even though he's now giving back to them Kalka, so maybe now you'd say, okay, so pay up with your Kalka. Metalim not, but maybe pay up with your Kalka. Have look, he asked me, Shekono Kalka, Lacha Mitzavim. That's like he's saying, we bought new Kalka after the father died. Well, they don't need to pay for that. So Mamela, the Yisraelim aren't among the Omen. You can't go back to the Yisraelim. Regarding the Metatlin of the Yisraelim, to claim from the Metatlin of the Yisraelim, no, Metatlin of the Yisraelim are Al-Mishtavit. And regarding the claim from the Kalka, well, they didn't have any Kalka. A new Kalka is new Kalka they bought. So Mamela, there's no way you can go back at them and say, go back to the Yisraelim. Because the Yisraelim don't need to pay for it. Yeah, that's Rashi. Anyone got a kud on Rashi? No? It's all clear cut. Couldn't be better.
From the
top. Rashi says you can't get the metadlin because metadlin he asked me the bal chayv the mishtabit is din the metadlin of a yisrael him are not mishtabit.
You know, once maybe what now the Rashi say that if they didn't have since they didn't have any carbon, I mean that'd be clear.
No, no, sure, it's going to go the right way.
Oh, what is this, sorry?
Well, because money also, so basically, they're invited. If the person doesn't give property to the estate, there's no, there's all the talk of what about the money in the estate? That also is not, that also can't.
Probably the answer is Mishnah. The Talmud is saying on the start only kalkoisi, but you say them are only required to pay from kalkoisi. They don't need to pay to pay from the Talmud. But that's a klal. The Talmud of Yisraelim are not mishtabit. Talmud of Yisraelim are not mishtabit. Are not. So there's no lien on the Talmud of Yisraelim. No, the oil is like this. The Dominic asked originally this Balabatish question, and he's sure the oil is that together they're all shiklonim. Remember Dovid's Balabatish question? What's it in? If somebody has metabolism and he sold all his karkois,
he still doesn't collect from it.
Where's the person, the Balchoyv, where does he collect from? Does he collect from the metabolism of the loiva, or can he collect from the karkois that the loiva sold to people? Can he collect from the koinim or from the original malum, from the original malum, from his, from the original loiva, from his metabolism? That was Reb David's Balabatish question, right? Remember? Reb David had the Balabatish question. What's the din? What's the din if somebody owes money, he has metal. I don't know if he has cash. Let's see if I have cash.
He has
it. Yeah, so let's leave that, okay? Because that's a little bit of launch. But he has metalin and he had the kalkos. Not the kalkos, but shubba, the kalkos, but shubba, and he sold them. And he's still got metabolism. Do we say, can the buyers who bought the land say, what do you want from us? Go and get from the metabolism of the Malveh. Go to the Malveh and get from the metabolism. Or, that was only said on Kalkois. Why are you coming to claim these Kalkois? Go and get those Kalkois. But if there's no Kalkois left, and the only Kalkois are the ones that the Koinim bought, then the creditors have a right to claim from the company. That's the shaykh.
But isn't that only when the debtor, the seller of that karka, has nothing? He's completely...
Is it? That's the question. That's the question. Do we have to talk about a person who's completely destitute, doesn't have any metabolism? Or, no. This thing of ain't the problem, is no matter this kalkois. If there's no kalka, his only metadlin, he can claim from the kalka. That's the shayla. It's a dovid shayla. It happens to be machlikas yishonim and achronim. Mashal, on daf kuf ches, I think it is. Let's check the maramokim. And we're going to have a rabbi from this Rashi one way. And just find the maramokim. One second. Base holds that if the guy has metavlin, even though the guy has metavlin, we apply the rule, and even though the original malvin's got metavlin, but it's got no more kakois, the creditors can go to the people that bought it. We do not apply the rule in the prime if there is metabolism. No, we don't apply it. We only apply it as kakos.
So that means then that the creditor, the person who's trying to make the claim, he has a choice. He can still go after metabolism.
You can try, you don't have to, right?
Or, so he has the option, either going after the car, the last guy, or the...
Right, he could go to the... He could go to the Kevin, I can't tell you, and say, go back. No, I want the car. The car should be leaving. Right? They are the Mashal, it's all silly. The Mashal holds that. What's Mashal hold? That in a case when the guy, like Dom's question, he sold all his... So he must have loads of metal people. So... I'm going back to the car. The car never. Reuben bought it from the Malva. So Reuben got this car. So as I go back, can Reuben say, go back to the Malva and take from his Matavne? Now Shaw says, no. Ain't the problem, Rachot Moshevot, and Rachot Chiz Mechoyim only applies to Karkois. If the Malva originally, if the Leiva originally, the original Leiva, then has Karkois, then you have to go back to that. But if you don't have Karkois, then you have Matavne, then claim from this land. You have a right to claim from this land. Right? So there's a Dinik in Rashi. The Rashi holds like this, Marshal. Now, anyone can see the Dinik in Rashi, the Rashi holds like Marshal.
Rashi, that the creditors cannot go after the metoplin of the inheritors.
Rashi said, "Kim shalini akalka, eina yisaimin bnei peroin. Yisaimin are not bnei peroin. The metalti the yasmi the bal choy loy mishtabi."
Yeah.
Yeah. Now what?
The bal choy can't touch the yisaimin's inheritance of metalti.
But why not?
Well, because. It's no lien, but it's also because the property of the what the soul that the part is available from the purchaser. They go after the purchaser, they clean them out.
Look at Rashi again. Look at Rashi again. Look at Rashi. Don't look at me. Look at Rashi. Anyone look at the Rashi?
Yeah.
So it's a bit Rashi, Rashi.
Well, wait.
Because Rashi said that you know why you can't go from the Metavnim? Because the din of Ein of Metavnim the Yasmi on the Shabbat. There's a din of Metavnim of Yisoimim on the Shabbat. Right? That's why you can't take from the Yisoimim. You know why I can't take from Yisaimim? Because the Metavnim of Yisaimim on Meshuvot. Had it been Metavnim of the owner, the owner still been alive, it would be Meshuvot. If I can't, the deep Rashi doesn't know the Mashal. Rashi holds, like the Torah, that the in a case when there are Metavnim and Karkois, when there's a Metavnim and a Karkois, in a kitchen, a Metavnim and a Karkois, then really, you should be able to claim from the Metavnim. Really, you should be able to claim from the Metavnim. The reason why you can't in this case is because it's a special din that Metavnim of Yisoimim are not Meshuvim. Especially are not Yisoimim. Hilchus Yisoimim. Hilchus Yisoimim is that Metavnim of Yisoimim are not Meshuvim. Special unique din. But Mashma, if it wouldn't have been Yisoimim, had you had the original owner still alive, then the Metavnim of that original owner would have been Meshuvot. And they would have had to go back to the Metavnim of the original owner. The reason why not here is because the special din, Metavnim Yisyatmi and Lonishtar. That's what the Chariot Dirk from Rashi. And not from his Matzchad is Dirk, it's your different Shach. But that's Lakoya, the first way of reading Rashi seems to imply that. The reason is because Metavnim Yisoimim is not they're not being Metavnim Yisoimim, and then around it would have been. Right? Okay, right there. But Ochi Parish, let's finish up Rashi. Back to Rashi, yeah? When Rashi is first of the line is Abin. When Ochi Parish, it is Ochi. When Ochi Parish, it is Malchoy. First word of the line is
it's the fourth. It's the fourth
narrow line. You see where it is? Fourth narrow line. Like only 5 minutes. Okay, I'm ashamed. Yeah. 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 Why in the Gemara? The Gemara asked for Rizaki. Now we're going back to the Gemara. The Gemara said, well, how did Gemara prove it on that Yisrael? Because otherwise, why about Rizaki? Do you have to, did he pay for the Idis? Why do I have the same question with Balchoy? The Balchoy pays in Bainis. Why do you pay in Bainis? Why can't you say, I'm going to give you Zipporis? And if you don't want to take the Zipporis, I'm going to give back Zipporis to the original owner. So why do we focus on the nizakim, to focus on the balchoy. But after you found the nizakim, you're found the balchoy. The my name in it. What will he say to him? This is now the answer. Yeah, you also hear the question. Why is the Gemara focusing on the nizakim? Why is the nizakim getting this?
So
why? That's the
he's keep calling when you say
it.
What were you
going to
say?
No, this is not the answer. From the my name is with the Hachi Parak and Zach Levan when our favorite is Rashi asking a question, and from the my name is Rashi answering this question. Right? So, what's the question that Rashi is asking? Now, why is Gemara focusing on the Nizaki? Now, we have the same question on the Baal Chayv. What would be the question about Chayv?
What is it?
Why giving him bainis? You should be able to give him zipporis. No. The my name is his answer. No, but bainis, he wouldn't have it. But my name, what would he say to him? Meaning, what would the buyer say to the mother? He shocked with zipporis, good. If you take zipporis, take it. We loy. And if you're not going to take zipporis, mahadu shor amoy. I'm going to return the shah of the zipporis to the owner with dishku minay, take it from him. That's not much of a twist. Moti Amalei, he can say to him, meaning the creditor Malga will say to him, Moti Amalei, hi, that Malga will say back to him, Lishitaxi, the pocket shop. When are you going to back? I'll go get from him. You want to twist my arm and say that I just take the forest, because otherwise you'll give it back. I'll wait for you to give it back. It's too much of a hassle for you to give it back.
It's supporters are still valuable.
Understand. The answer you get paid in this. You want to twist my arm and say I should take it to Boris because otherwise you won't give it back. So you go ahead and give it back. I know how hassle it is for you to go and give it back.
Hassle is going to lose all that money.
Is anyway going to lose that? Either payments or Boris. Is anyway going to lose that? So you obviously, the amount of the bargain that bought it first losing the Boris. There's a hassle to go and sort that and give him back land. You ever tried selling land? No, it's difficult. And you're giving land with Matzah is even harder. The law doesn't like that so much. There's a hassle involved in it. You want to go ahead and do it? Do it. Don't expect me just to take the Zibur's hand down. If you want to do it, do it. Matzah, I'm sure that you. How should I know if Zibur's going to be with me? Right. And now also, you want to give me just the boost. Okay, so we haven't yet answered the question. Why is it that he gives the nizakim to the idis? Why is it? And why is it he's giving the bainis to the balchoyv? Surely, and zvoris to the isha, surely they should all get from idis. They should all get from idis. That was the last time he bought, and that's what he should give. That's what we're left with. Okay. Anyone saw the rush? Start seeing the rush? Finish it in? Not yet.
Who's finishing?
Oh, no. So the rush will only say that. Okay. So we're doing it on Sunday? 10:30. That's a shame. Talk to these in Kippur Kotzen. They've asked everyone to try and make an effort to do that. There's a can. Shem Shalom to our tefillahs, the tefillah, we need them.